Now, I didn't want to miss out on this. Claire Watts got in touch to tell us about a songwriting project that she's created for her PhD. It's called Ban in a Van, and she's joining us this morning from her home in Milltown, Malbay County. Claire Watts, good morning.
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Great. Tell me about the project.
Well, as you said, the project is part of research for an arts practice PhD I'm currently undertaking at the Irish World Academy at the University of Limerick. And for that, or as part of that, I've set myself the challenge of writing 32 songs about each county in Ireland. So that's it in a nutshell.
that would be interesting enough in and of itself. But having said that, you're not just writing 32 songs. So tell me about the travel aspect of it.
So I felt it was important to visit the counties I'm writing about, and COVID put a stop to that for a while, but it's been great to get back on the road in the past few weeks. So how I've chosen the counties is I asked my son to randomly select three counties from a hat, and the counties that came up this time were Louth, Dublin and Roscommon. And my husband said to me before I selected these, would you not just pick three that are close together? Like, no one will know.
I'll be honest with you, Claire, that's what I'm thinking as well.
But I would know. So, yeah, it was important for me to have that kind of, spontaneity, in it. So, yeah, that's what I did. So I set off a couple of weeks ago and I hit for Roscommon, and then I was very lucky when I got to Roscommon. So the only really...
Are there rules to this?
Yeah, the only rule I had, I wanted to follow my sense of intuition as much as possible to ultimately, I suppose, create songs that are meaningful but can come from the same place as when inspiration kind of strikes naturally. Mm-hmm. So the only conscious decision I made setting off was not to take the motorways and to try and sleep. I have a camper van, to sleep in the van rather than booking into a hotel, just from a point of view of, you know, just keeping it real. So I knew I was on the right track when I ended up in a beautiful campsite in Roscommon called Willowbrook, run by Wes. And Wes is actually also a singer-songwriter and had his own studio in a yurt right beside the campsite, which was
That's handy.
Amazing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so that was great. So that was the first leg of my journey.
And then where did you end up after that? You went to Louth and then to Dublin as well. You finished up in Howth?
I finished up in Howth. Never been to Howth before. And beautiful, beautiful, just walking along the harbour there in the evening. And I stayed in a B&B that night on a road called Nashville Road. And the owner, Sean, was in when he found out about my project, as well as serving up a potted history of Howth alongside the rashers and sausages, he also introduced me to Henrietta, his pet seagull, who visits his windowsill every morning for breakfast. I mean, you couldn't make it up.
And tell me, when is the next part of the trip then, and what happens? Because you've a lot of ground to cover here.
I have a lot of ground to cover, and it would probably extend beyond the scope of my PhD. I'm stopped at the moment. I have a shoulder injury, and the first six songs were supposed to be showcased in my first performance in early December, but unfortunately I've had to postpone that until early next year. So the travelling and the writing will continue as soon as I'm physically better again.
I have a strange feeling that when you do continue this, there's going to be an awful lot more of that serendipity that's going to happen to you at various points down the road.
I really hope so. I do. I hope so.
One of our texters has just said Claire must be a Sufjan Stevens fan. He never got to make all of those albums about every state in the United States, did he? I don't think he did. Claire, if people want to find out a little bit more about you, where do they go?
They can sign up to my newsletter on my website. It's www.claire, that's Claire with an I, C-L-A-I-R-E, watts.ie.
It's been brilliant talking to you, Claire. Thanks a million.
Thank you so much, Rick.
We'll take a break. We're back after these.